What happens when high school students
decide our topics,
ask our questions,
tell our stories,
find our voices?
It's the Face to Face Podcast.
Welcome to the podcast, y'all. This is Nesto, and I'm going to give y'all my graduation speech. I can't believe I did it, y'all. The day I thought I'd never see finally has happened to me today. Now, I might be nervous giving this speech, so forgive me. I can't say I'm the first Montantes Fleming boy who got the diploma. I'm not trying to come for my brothers and sister at all, even though they know I love them and I do whatever for them. But out of all my siblings, I'm the second to get it. The youngest and the oldest got the diplomas. Even though my other siblings tried the hardest in school, it just wasn't the thing. Out of all my hard work and dedication, I'm glad I'm done with school, even though I'm going to miss coming in every day and messing around with Tim and the other staff. One thing that made me dedicated was the staff. I never had so much support and help when it came to school until I came to Face to Face Academy, and the teachers were a part of why I wanted to graduate from here. I will forever appreciate them for that. I done had some good times, horrible times, and some wild times, but those are the things we can't speak about here. But from this moment on, I have to go chase my dreams. Even though I don't know what I want for my career path to be, I do want to own a big house in the burbs where I have a basketball court in the yard so I can hoop Tim again. For everyone who is walking stage with me, I hope y'all do the same and go fulfill your dreams and show the world y'all can do whatever you want, just as long as you put good effort and hard work into it. I'm glad I walked this stage with the people I did because I know we all put in hard work into getting our credits done and getting out of school. I just want to say good luck to y'all and hope y'all live y'all lives up to the fullest. I just want to appreciate my family, my homies, my school staff, and everyone else who had my back over the years. I appreciate everyone who came today and watched us walk stage and get our diplomas. And to the ones who couldn't because they're watching it from the skies, I forever miss y'all and wish y'all could watch me physically to walk this stage, but I know y'all up there celebrating. So just know I love y'all and always miss y'all. Thank you to everyone who listened to my speech, and I hope y'all have a wonderful and lovely day. Pops, always remember, H is for homes, homes. Vato locos forever!
Hello, everyone. I go by V, or Vicky. I am freshly 20, born and raised here in St. Paul. My household consists of an entire family of four girls, so you could only imagine the amount of drama and tension when we have our, you know, little moments. My point is, even through all of that, my family is my backbone. And for as much as I struggle expressing myself and my affection towards them, there is never a moment where I do not want to improve on that. So this diploma and this moment is especially for them. Face to Face has shown me a tremendous amount of generosity and patience regarding my education. The amount of times I've sat within that building and contemplated if it's even worth the time and effort is honestly very disappointing. I've honestly just given myself excuses to justify my lack of drive, and all of that eventually led me to being more dissatisfied of how stagnant my academics were. But I was left with no choice but to continue, and it taught me about self-discipline regarding what I thought before was a permanent limitation. To think I went from damn near seeing the light on a camping trip mid-hike to having Lone throw a pie in my face and me throwing back on hers, witnessing Bree and Lucy both become mothers, to now getting this day is honestly very crazy to me. I truly hope my time here as a student has shown anyone who has interacted with me nothing but comfort and warmth. I hope I was approachable and able to help other students in whatever aspect they came to me as a senior. And I genuinely hope I made an impact here with the teachers, leaving me a piece of me with them, as I will be having a piece of them with me wherever I go. I want to thank everyone for attending this huge day and milestone in our lives with the fellow graduates, and I really cannot wait for what else is in store for them. Thank you very much.
Hi, everyone. My name is Alexis Monkreitz. I'm currently 18 years old. I was born and raised here in Minnesota. I have three brothers, Willie, Anthony, Brendan, and I have a half-brother, Tyler. I have my mother, Adrian, and her boyfriend, Eric. I have my father, William, and his girlfriend, Cassie, who I also call stepmom. A special thank you to my mom. This means the world to me to have you all here celebrating such a big milestone in my life. The journey I experienced at Face to Face contained so much. I met so many different students and teachers. The fun events this school provided was something that no other school was able to do. The school's flexibility with schedules and schoolwork is also something I will forever be favorite of. Their patience and understanding with students is one of a kind. Many teachers helped me along the way, like Rachel, Brian, Bree, and Darius. They were the biggest support I had when it came to coming to school and choosing to do my work when I wasn't in the best mindset. I've grown so much as a person here at Face to Face. I have improved in ways I didn't think I could. I've gained insight on how my behavior and actions affect my grades and personal work. None of this could have happened without the school and its people. So thank you so much. My plans after high school are to work more hours at my current job and then prepare to enroll in college when it's the right time for me in order to pursue in my nursing degree. Thank you again.
Hi, my name is Joey. I'm a graduate of the 2022 December class at Face to Face Academy, and this is my speech. Hello. Thank you to everyone who showed up today to support all of us on stage. It has been quite the journey, and to say it was a long one would be an understatement. I was supposed to graduate last year with the 2021 class, but after missing over 300 days of school over the course of 2 years, I was left with only 2 high school credits and a truancy officer to show for it. Thanks to some help from my dad, as well as my friends and family, and the staff at Face to Face Academy, I was able to make it here today. I procrastinate, and I tend to get things done at the very last second, but that also means I'm able to do things a lot faster than most people. Despite knowing that, I still choose to be remembered as proof that D's get degrees. I would like to give a very special thanks to my dad, who has always been there to keep me on the right path when I needed it the most, as well as my beautiful girlfriend, Amaya Beatty, for helping me remember the things that are most important in life. Thank you all for listening.
Hi, my name is Sabra. Thank you all for coming. I would like to thank my grandparents, Rachel, and my teachers for helping me get here. I am excited school is finally over, but I will miss going on field trips with the community leadership class and volunteering at different places. During my time at Face to Face, I have learned about myself and grown into the person I am today. Thank you for your time.
Hello, my name is Andrea. Before I get started, I wanted to say thank you to everyone who showed up today. You didn't have to, but you did anyway, and I wanted to show my gratitude. I also want to congratulate my peers who are up here with me on the stage. You did it, you're amazing, and I want to congratulate you today and all of your future achievements. In the end, I would want to say thank you to the staff, but for now, I would like to talk about something else. I came here with low expectations, not for the school, but for me. I was careless and didn't care much about anything I had. I took things for granted, and I know other people do this, but what counts in the end is the fact that we learned from it. I never thought I would be graduating. I've wanted to drop out multiple times with no care, but for some reason, I stayed. Maybe it was being scared, put shame on my family, or maybe it was that I wouldn't be enough for anyone. Then coming here, it was completely different. I didn't expect so much from school, and the support here has been amazing. After hearing the stories of other graduates, I realized some truths. They are patient, they're always there when you need it, and when you need space, they give it to you. I didn't realize how much they really, truly care about me and other students. I now want to thank Rachel for everything, for helping me when I was sad, or for helping me when I was angry. I want to thank you for being there with open arms to listen. I never realized how one person could have so much impact on another, but I do now. I don't know if you know how much you mean to me and everything you did for me. I don't know if I impacted you in a way, shape, or form, but I do hope I did. I was able to open up and tell you all my secrets, and you know me better than myself. I'm thankful for all what you did. Thank you for taking me in and letting me talk to you for an hour when I'm at school. Also, I'm sorry for emailing you at 3 o'clock in the morning. Before I end, I also need to thank the other staff. I know I have been hard to put up with, especially with my grades. I want to thank you for helping me and really pushing me to my limits in order to get everything done I needed to do so that I can be here today. At one point, I wouldn't do anything for weeks and I would be failing most of my classes. I also want to thank my mom for helping me out so much and for helping me get through school. I know I complained a lot, but I'm finally done with this part of my life. Thank you for your support. I also want to thank my auntie Julia for helping me out in every way from years ago to now. Thank you to everyone else in my family who helped me and stayed with me. I appreciate it so much. As someone said before, D's get degrees, and that's why I'm here today. Thank you.
The fullness of dreams.